没有交通之前，因为这一次去加州碰到柯连基弟兄，他带我问候啊，在这边的弟兄姐妹。
Before my sharing, since I went to California and met Brother Ke Lin Ji, and he'd like me to pass the greeting to you.
我们来读一节圣经啊，马太福音。
Let's turn to a verse, Book of Matthew,
第五章
Chapter 5.
第九节
Verse 9.
找到了，请我们同声一起来念。
If you turn to the verse, let's read it together.
使人和睦的人有福了。因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
我们连着再念两次啊，念的时候是不是可以试着啊，把它背下来啊？很简单啊，使人和睦的人有福，因为他们必称为神的儿子。使人和睦的人有福。因为他们必称为神的儿子。
We read it twice. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
这节圣经分成两段。
There are two parts in this verse.
第一段是说使人和睦的人。
First, that's the peacemakers.
是讲到一种。人的情形。
It's a condition of a group of people.
这样的人呢，因为他们被称为神的儿子。
These people shall be called sons of God.
今天早上想从这一节的圣经来思想一个题目。
This morning, I'd like to think of one topic from this verse.
这个题目是我是使人和睦的人吗
The topic is Am I a peacemaker?
主耶稣讲的话很肯定
The Lord's words are very firm
很斩钉截铁地说使人和睦的人有福
It's very exact Blessed are the peacemakers
因为
Because
知道这样的人称为神的儿子。
These people can be called sons of God.
但是我想用一个问号的方式来思想这一句话。
But I'd like to use a question.
他说，我是吗
？Am I？
我是谁呢
？Who am I？
我是不是那个使人和睦的人？
Am I the peacemaker?
我盼望这一句话不仅仅我问我自己。
Not only I ask myself.
我也盼望在座每一位也问问自己。
I also hope every one of us will ask ourselves.
使人和睦的人。
The peacemakers.
我是吗
？Am I?
请我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你的灵赐下来。
Lord, we ask you so to send down your spirit.
帮助我们进入你话语的真实。
To lead us into the truth of your words.
愿你的话在我们的身上不是道理。
May your words not be doctrine merely.
愿你的话如何在我们身上是实际。
May it be reality.
求你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
今天早上
，That this morning,
对我们的心说话。
To speak to our hearts.
我们把说的、听的都一起放在你的手里。
We give you the one who speaks and the one who hears.
愿你的灵来触摸我们的心。
May your spirit touch our hearts.
与我们同在。
To be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
我想当我们基督徒蒙恩得救的时候，
When we are first saved，
神把一个永远的生命赐给我们。
God gives us an eternal life，
因为我们有这一个生命，所以我们有一个特权称为神的儿女。
Because we have that life, we have a privilege to be called the children of God.
所以在我们生命里面有一个成长 的过程。
So in our lives, there is a process of growth.
那第一个圣经里面，
First in the Bible,
圣经里面告诉我们说我们称为神的儿女。
The Bible says we are called the children of God.
但是圣经里面也称为说我们是神的儿子。
But it also calls that we are the sons of God.
那么神也说我们是神的长子。
It also calls us the firstborns.
这个儿女是我们的一个起点。
The children is our starting point.
只要你我一接受耶稣基督，
Once we receive Jesus Christ,
相信他，
believing him,
那神就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
God give us the rights to be children of God.
但这个神的儿女是要成长的。
But that children needs to grow.
不能够生下来就停在那里。
He cannot be born and stop there.
他要一直都长大。
Needs to grow continuously.
那圣经里面在这样长大的过程里面有很多的表现。
And throughout the Bible, there are many names to call along the path of growth.
那圣经里面用一句话来说，神的儿子。
And one thing it says is the sons of God.
我们知道主耶稣是神的儿子。
We know Jesus is the Son of God.
但是我们这些神的儿女们在成长的过程里面，
But we children of God, as we grow,
我们会有神的儿子的表现。
We have the manifestation of His Son.
当那一个表现出来的时候，
When that manifestation comes out,
圣经里面就称他是神的儿子。
The Bible calls the sons of God.
那今天早上我们读的这一节的圣经，
This verse we read this morning,
就告诉我们说，当他有一个表现叫使人和睦，
tells us one manifestation, that is the peacemaker.
当他有一个这样的一个美好的生命的彰显，
When you have that manifestation of the good, wonderful life,
那他就被称为神的儿子。
He shall be called the sons of God.
当这个生命一直的成长，长到最成熟的时候，
And when that life continues to mature,
那希伯来书告诉我们说叫长子。
Hebrews says the firstborn sons.
这个长子是多数的。
And that firstborn sons is plural.
这里面的儿女也好，儿子也好，长子也好，多是多数的。
Here, children, sons, or firstborn sons, they're all plural.
我们中国人的观念，长子就是这么一个而已。
Chinese concept, the firstborn is always one.
但是圣经到为什么说，当每一个人被磨成神儿子的形象，把主耶稣那丰满的身量彰显出来的时候，他们这一般人被称为神的长子。
But the Bible says when those who are molded into the likeness of Christ, when we can fully express Him, we are called the firstborns.
这是我们生命成长一直要追求的。
That is our pursuit as we grow.
神的儿子就是今天早上我们要交通的。
And the sons of God is the topic we would like to share this morning.
只重在一个点上，叫使人和睦。
We'll focus on one point, that is to make peace.
好吧，我们把这节圣经再背一下，好吧？如果你会背的话，就背啊。
Let's try to memorize it.
使人和睦的人有福，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
好，我们下面有一个图表，我们看一下。
We have a picture.
他说这里面是讲到神起初创造了亚当夏娃。
First it tells us God first created Adam and Eve.
把他们安置在伊甸园。
And he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
但是有一天，他们来到了一个转捩点。
One day they come to a turning point.
这一个转捩点是要他来依靠神呢，还是要向神独立？
And that point is a determination whether he will depend on God or he will be independent on God.
这一件是神用一个方式来试验。
And God used one thing to try them.
就是园中有各样的树木果树你都可以吃。
In the garden, all the fruit trees you can eat them.
但是当中有两棵树。
But there are two trees in the middle.
一个是生命树，一棵是分别善恶树。
One is the tree of life, the other is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这一个试验是用一种反面的方式来考验。
As if it is a negative test.
他没有讲说你要吃生命树的果子。
It did not say you shall eat the tree of life.
但是他用反面的方式来暗示说你要来吃生命树的果子。
But on the opposite side, you cannot eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以他用神用一个很严肃的禁令来告诉亚当。
God forbade them to tell them.
这种善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
The tree of knowledge you shall not eat.
若是你要吃，你吃的那日子必定死。
For if you eat, you shall die the day you eat.
我们知道亚当、夏娃最后他们吃了那分别善恶树上的果子。
We know in the end, Adam and Eve they ate of the tree of knowledge.
这是亚当的堕落。
That is the fallen of Adam.
我们就要说这个堕落是因为他犯了罪。
That fallen is because he has sinned.
而且罪的结局就是要死。
The end of sin is death.
我们再看下一个。
The next.
在亚当里面的人。
And those who are in Adam.
亚当犯了罪以后，夏娃他们就繁衍了许许多的子孙。
When Adam and Eve, after they sinned, they have many descendants.
但是在亚当的里面，他们也到了一个转捩点。
And all those who are in Adam, they also have this point.
那个转捩点就是要你来选择，要相信神呢，还是要拒绝神？
Whether you believe God or you reject God.
很多人因为被罪所辖制。
Many are bound by things.
就很自然地往那一个堕落的路上走。
Naturally, they walk on the path of destruction.
而走到最低的点。
To the lowest point.
在这最低的点就是死。
That is death.
所以神说，你吃了那日子必定死。
So God said, the day you eat, you shall die.
这个死来在提醒我们说，人犯了罪。
That tells us when men sin.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
所以神有一个审判，那个审判就是人类要面临的死亡。
And God has a judgment. That judgment is the death man experience.
这个死亡一面包括身体上的死亡。
On one hand, it's the physical death.
一面包括灵魂的死亡。
On the other hand, it's the spiritual death.
但是在这个最低的这个地方。
At this lowest point,
那么神为我们预备了一个拯救的方法。
God prepared a way of salvation.
这个方法就是主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
That is for Jesus Christ to be nailed on the cross.
主耶稣为着拯救我们。
To save us.
他舍命。
Jesus gave up his life.
是为着在那辆成就一个拯救的方式。
To accomplish the way of salvation.
而这个方式不是人来想出来的。
And it is not way out of man.
而是神所命定的。
It is the way God had commanded.
而主耶稣被钉在十字架上为我们死。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross and died for us.
这个是一面来承担死亡的结局。
on one hand, he is to take the burden of death.
当一个没有罪的来代替有罪的。
For a sinless to take place of the sin.
另外一方面，人犯了罪，结局一面虽然说是要死。
But on the other hand, even though man shall die,
这个死的审判有早有晚。
That judgment may come early, may come late.
但是一个远离神的人，他有一个特征。
But the character of those who get away from God,
这个特征就是他跟神是不和好的。
Is that he and God has no peace.
他是一位远离神的人。
He is a man far away from God.
不论他从人的标准来说，他是好人、高尚的人、有教育的人。
By man's standard, he might be a good man, might be an educated man, might be a noble man.
或者是从人的话，人的眼光中来看，他是个坏人，罪大恶极的人。
Or he might be a bad person, a sinful person.
在人的眼光中，所有堕落犯罪的人，无论是好人或者是坏人。
All those who have fallen, whether good or bad.
在神的眼光中，都是罪人。
In the eyes of God, we are all sinners.
好人也是罪人，坏人也是罪人。
Good people are sinners. Bad people are sinners.
这是远离神的人的光景。
This is the condition of those who are away from God.
而主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross,
这一个十字架上的死。
The death on the cross.
从地理上的环境来说，它不是最低的。
Geographically, it's not the lowest point.
因为它是在一个山加列山。
Because it's on the Mount of Calvary.
而且他用十字架把它挂起来。
And he was hanged on the cross.
所以那些扶的那些人都在底下。
So those are around under him.
这是地形的环境，它不是最低。
Geographically, he's not the lowest point.
但是被挂在十字架上的那一个人，
But the one who was hanged on the cross,
是全人类站在一个最低的一个地位上。
He stands at the lowest point of humanity.
所以当主耶稣从被捉拿，被钉到十字架上，
So when Jesus was captured, was nailed on the cross,
圣经给我们的描述，每一个人都可以来欺负他。
The description in the Bible, everyone can come and abuse him.
每一个人都站在比主耶稣还要高的地位来指责定罪他。
Everyone stands at a higher place to condemn him.
来辱骂他，来羞辱他。
To put shame on him.
不仅仅打他，是可以吐唾沫在他的身上。
Not only beat him, they spit at him.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
For instance, Jesus was hang on the cross.
他乃是站在一个最低最低的位置上。
He stands at the lowest, lowest point.
他接受不仅仅人的怒骂的痛苦。
Not only he bear the bad words of man.
他也接受那个十字架的刑罚的痛苦。
He also bear the punish of the cross.
他更是接受死。那一个离弃他那个摧残的痛苦。
Even more, he was experiencing God's desert. God was away from him.
在这十字架上，我是为着来施行拯救。
On the cross, he came to save.
我们都知道主耶稣在世时是为了拯救我们，赦免我们的罪。
We know that Jesus came to save us, to forgive our sins.
他复活要把永远的生命赐给我们。
And he resurrected to give us the resurrection life.
但是保罗告诉我们说，
But Paul tells us,
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was hanged on the cross,
他说他是我们的和睦。
He is our peace.
他在十字架上怎么样？成就了和睦。
On the cross, he has made peace.
这一个成就可以说是创造了和睦。
And we can say he created peace.
一个罪人和神之间永远没有和睦。
A sinful person can never have peace with God.
但是主站在十字架上,
but on the cross,
他要来成就这一个和睦,
He come to create that peace.
他要来创造这一个和睦,
He come to make that peace.
付出极重大的代价,
He paid a great price.
也甚至付出了他的心,
even to the point of death.
是为创造人和神之间的和睦,
that is to create the peace between God and man.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
当他说成了,
when He said it is finished,
这个和睦的工作完成了,
that work of peace is completed.
从此以后人可以借着耶稣基督跟神和好,
from that point on, men through Christ can have peace with God.
这是神所预备的方法,
that is the way God has prepared.
而人怎么得着这个救恩呢?
And how can men have that salvation?
很简单,
very simple.
信,
believe.
信,
believe.
叫信什么呢?
What do you believe?
信耶稣基督为罪人死,
believe that Jesus has died for the sinners.
信耶稣基督为罪人要成就跟神人之间的和好,
believe that Jesus created peace for God and sinful man.
信耶稣基督从死里面复活，这个和好的工作已经完成了,
believe that when Jesus was raised from the dead, He, the work of peace has finished.
你接受他,
you receive Him.
你的罪可以得着神,
your sin could be forgiven.
你接受他,
you receive Him.
你可以得着永远的生命,
you can have eternal life.
你接受他,
and you receive Him.
当你有这个永远的生命的时候,
when you have that eternal life,
这意味着神成为我们的天父,
this God becomes our Heavenly Father.
我们之间有一个生命的关系,
between us there is a connection of life.
这个生命里面藏着永远不能隔开的和好,
and hidden in that life is a peace inseparable.
好，我们再看下面一个图。
We'll see the next picture.
这个图就是说，当我们的得救是因着信，也是本乎恩。
We are saved by grace through faith.
那我在这一个点是又是我们人生中另外的一个起点。
That is another starting point of our life.
我们曾经在这个起点上堕落了,
we once we fell at a starting point.
远离神, 与神不和谐,
away from God, have no peace with God.
但是我们接受了耶稣基督的救恩,
but when we received the salvation of Christ,
我们得到一个新的生命,
we have a new life.
我们有一个新的起点,
we have a new starting point.
而这个起点我们可以一直在这条的路上,
at that point, we can continue on that path.
这条路上是恩典的路,
that is the path of grace.
但是神也要叫我们在这里，在这个起点上，不仅仅停留在这个水平,
not only God want to stay in that level,
我们还要有一条路往前跑,
but we also have a way up.
这就是希伯来书所说的，奔那摆在前面的路程,
that is what's called in Hebrew, to run the race ahead of us.
这个路程啊, 就是个赛跑的路程,
that is a race.
而这个路程最终要把我们带进神的荣耀,
it leads us into the glory of God.
在这个水平的线上,
at the level,
我们是一个神的儿女,
we're children of God.
我们在这里可以领受神很多的恩典,
we can receive many graces of God.
但是在这一条的路上,
but on that race,
我们要成长,
we are to grow.
我们要成为神的儿子,
we are to be sons of God.
你知道, 当以色列人从埃及出来以后,
when the Israelites were brought out of Egypt,
他们过了红海, 他们有一个新的人生,
they crossed the Red Sea, they had a new way.
他们就在旷野行走,
they walked in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹, 在这条的路上, 他们可以一直绕, 一直绕,
on that way they can continue to wander.
所以我们读到民数记有一句很伤痛的话,
so we read such saying in the book of Numbers.
他们从加底斯巴尼亚因为不相信,
from Kadesh Barnea, because they did not believe,
他们就在旷野漂流,
They wandered in the wilderness.
可以一漂是38年。
For 38 years.
他们又再回到加底斯巴尼亚。
And then they returned to Kadesh Barnea.
他们再继续地往前走。
Then they continue on.
所以他们从这里再走着另外一条的路。
They walked another path.
那今天我们也是一样。
Today we are likewise.
那我们是不是停留在救恩的恩典里面？
Do we just stay at the level of salvation?
还是我们靠着主的恩典继续地往前走？
Or do we, by the grace of God, continue on?
一个神的儿子的表现,
the manifestation of the sons of God.
希伯来书告诉我们说, 儿子, 他有一个权利。
Hebrew says, for sons, they have a privilege.
就是被父亲所爱。
That is to be loved by the father.
但是儿子呢,有时候会不听话,会犯规。
But sometimes sons could be disobedient.
所以父亲怎么样,就要来管教儿子。
So the father shall come to discipline the son.
我想我们在座的很多都做父母的。
I know many among us are parents.
当你看到你的孩子做错了,
When you see your child do wrong,
你会不会让他去呢?
Do you let him go?
如果你让他去,就毁了这个孩子。
If you let him be, you will destroy this child.
如果你管教他,
if you discipline,
这是个爱,
that is love.
这是要把他挽回过来,
that is to bring him
所以希伯来书这两所说的管教,
back. So here, discipline says in the Hebrews,
父亲,
it is the father. Discipline the child.
你知道我们的中文管教有很多的意义。
In Chinese, the word discipline has many meanings.
老师也可以管教我。
The teacher can discipline us.
老板也可以管教我。
Boss can discipline us.
我的朋友也可以管教我。
My friends can also discipline me.
当你一讲到那些管教的时候, 给我们的思想很负面。
When you think of those discipline, it's as if it's negative.
但是希伯来书的作者当着父亲来管教他儿女的时候,
But the author of the Hebrews says the father come to discipline his son.
是个很正面的, 很积极的,
it is very positive.
所以有人把这个管教翻译成教育。
So some translate this discipline as educate.
我们中文的教育也是很好。
In Chinese, the word educate is also very positive.
教育里面也包含着管教。
Education included in it is discipline.
但是教育给被管教的人或者受教育的人是一个正面的思想。
But to educate to those who get the education, it is very positive.
因为当我经过了这个教育，我会达到一个更高的境界。
Because when I go through education, I shall get higher.
那么同样的神要来教育他的儿女。
In the same way, God come to educate His sons,
好让他们能够往前走。
So that they can continue on.
所以希伯来书就告诉我们说，要追求以众人和睦。
So the Hebrew says to pursue peace.
还要追求圣洁。
To pursue holiness.
他把这两个东西放在一起。
He put these two together.
弟兄姊妹为什么要追求和睦？
Brothers and sisters, why do we pursue peace?
如果我跟你都很好，不需要和睦。
If we are very harmonious, we don't need peace.
所以当一说到要追求和睦的时候，已经隐藏着你跟人有了一个间隔。
But when we say pursue peace, that means we have gap with others.
所以要来追求。
So we shall come to pursue.
这个追求很有意思啊。
That pursue is very interesting.
这个追求可以另外一个翻译就是逼迫。
You can translate it as persecute.
哇，你知道当有人来逼迫你的时候，
When someone come to persecute you,
那是不好。
That is not good.
但是如果用这样一个逼迫人的那种态度来追求神的时候，这是好。
But if you pursue as if persecute, that is good.
圣经告诉我们说和睦，以人和睦要追求。
So the Bible says we need to pursue peace.
他说使人和睦的人有福。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
一面很可能你跟别人不和睦，你要和好。
On one hand, we might not be having peace with others, so we shall pursue peace.
很可能是你知道有人不和好，你让他们成就和好。
Or you may see people who do not have peace with each other. You try to make them peaceful.
不管怎样，就是最后的结局就是啊，要发仇恨成为和睦。
Regardless, to turn hatredness into peace.
要把那个间隔拆毁掉。
To take away the gap.
我想用两个或三个例子来说明一下。
I'd like to use two or three examples.
有个兄弟两个人。
There are two brothers.
他们是双胞胎。
They're twins.
这个家里面就是他们两个儿子。
And in that family, there are only those two girls.There are the two sons of the family.
这个双胞胎生下来的时候是怎么生的？
So when they were born,
哥哥生出来了。
The brother came out.
弟弟就出来。
And the elder brother came out, and then the younger brother came out.
这个弟弟啊，就抓住哥哥的脚。
But the younger one grabbed the feet of the brother.
我不知道是什么意义。
I don't know what it means.
就抓的怎么样？
It took hold.
你不要跑那么快嘛。
You shouldn't go that fast.
但是还是。哥哥先出去。
But the elder brother came out first.
经过一段的年日，他们长大了。
After many years, they grow up.
这个弟弟呢，很想当哥哥。
And the younger brother wants to get the birthright.
那个抓了他的脚垫啊，抓拦不住他，对不对？那我就想另外一个方法。
It didn't work last time when he tried to grab the feet, so he tried to come up with another way.
有一天他找到一个机会。
So he found an opportunity.
他说哥哥好不好我跟你一个商量。
He said, my elder brother, can we have a bargain?
你把那个哥哥的名分卖给我嘛。
Give me your birthright.
他说你把你那个长子的名分卖给我。
Sell me your firstborn right.
我给你买好不好。
I will make a payment to you.
这个哥哥也真的卖给他了。
And this elder brother indeed sold it.
那这个弟弟说哎呀我现在当哥哥了他哥哥真的有没有教他我也不知道。
And he eventually got the birthright.
但是他就得到了这个长子的名分。
He took that birthright.
又经过一段时间。
After some time.
他说有一天爸爸去世的时候他要分产业啊。
One day if the dad passes away, he will divide his properties.
他很盼望得到那个长子的祝福。
He would like to get the blessing of the elder son.
刚好有人帮他一个忙。
So others helped him.
就骗了他的父亲。
To deceive his father.
这个骗父亲啊不简单啊。
That was really tricky.
冒着性命的危险。
Even under the risk of death.
最后他得到啊。
He got it.
但是怎么样？当他得到了长子的名分，他也得到了长子的祝福。
He got the birthright. He got the blessing of the firstborn.
却遭到了一个可怕的命运。
But he went through a terrible thing.
他哥哥想要杀他。
His elder brother wanted to kill him.
丁龙，你知道我讲的这个弟弟是谁吗
？You know who is that younger brother I'm.Talking about.
就是记载在创世纪啊，那
个。That's recorded in the book of Genesis.
哥哥叫做以扫。
Brother is called Esau.
弟弟叫雅各。
The younger brother is called Jacob.
所以他只好离家逃命。
So he left his home, went for life.
一走二十年。
He went away for 20 years.
哇，二十年，太多的变化。
So much have changed during 20 years.
20年后他回来了。
After 20 years, he come back.
但是回来的还没有到家，在路上。
But on the way,
他听到他哥哥怎么带着一大堆的人来说来找他。
He heard his elder brother come with a group of people.
在雅各的心里的深处有一个东西，他二十年仍然磨杀不掉。
Deep in Jacob's heart, 20 years.It never went away.
他听到他哥哥来了，怎么样？他就害怕。
He heard his brother came, he trembled.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们一个人经过二十年的岁月。
Brothers and sisters, after 20 years,
很多事都会忘记。
Many things we could have forgotten.
但是二十年之后你还记得的话。
But if after 20 years you still remember,
那一定在你我们的生命中很重要，很重要。
It must be very, very important.
那么 他的妻子、他的儿女、他的仆人都不知道雅各心中的秘密。
His wives, his servants, none of them knew the secret of his heart.
那他就想要跟他哥哥怎么样面见面。
He wanted to see his elder brother.
我用希伯来书的话说，追求和睦。
Use the word of the Hebrews.To pursue peace.
他想把这个惧怕，我面见他哥哥的时候跟他和好。
He wanted to make peace with his brother.
好，所以他用了他的方法。
So he used his ways.
财物先过去。
He sent the gifts first.
人马分批过去。
And then the family.
把带话，把好话带过去。
To try to bring some good words to him.
安排的何等的好。
Such good arrangements.
但是在那个夜晚。他遇见了神。
But at that night he met with God.
他整个的人生改变了。
His whole life changed.
啊，神在他的最强的一个大腿上摸了一下。
God touched his strongest point, his thigh.
变成一个瘸腿的人。
He became a limbo person.
一瘸一瘸的怎么样？去面见他的哥哥。
He limboed to see his brother.
弟兄姊妹，当在这里有一个人想要跟他的兄弟和好
，Here a person tried to make peace with his brother.
一面他用他的人的方法
，One hand he used his own man's way.
但一方面神何等的宝贵他里头的心
，But how God treasured his heart.
用神的方法来让他来面对神
，God used God's way to help him to face.
这个方法中是什么呢？
What is that way?
他说：“你以前叫雅各。”
You used to be called Jacob.
抓
，grab.
你先不要抓了。
Grab.
你的名字叫以色列。
You shall be called Israel.
像尊贵的王子一样。
It is a noble prince.
靠着神的恩典去面见你的哥哥。
By the grace of God to face your brother.
弟兄姊妹，那个见面何等的美。
So wonderful was that meet.
把雅各二十年的那一种的秘密怎么样把它释放了
？To release Jacob out of his 20-year secret.
成为一个释放的人。
He became a released person.
他跟他的哥哥和好了。
He reconciled with his brother.
他是一个寻求和睦的人。
He is one that pursued peace.
不仅仅他跟他的哥哥和好。
Not only between the two brothers.
他哥说：“哎，我们一起走吧。”
His brother said, "Let's go together."
雅各说
，Jacob said,
孩子们还小
"My children are still young."
然后牛羊也在那边牧养的时候
"And my flock is still feeding."
如果我跟你快快的走的话，他们都要遭殃。
If I go too quick with you, they couldn't take it.
另外，当一个寻求与人和睦的人。
A man who pursues peace.
他跟神先和好。
He first has peace with God.
神给他力量跟人和好。
And God gave him strength to reconcile with man.
而且他也会照顾到那些年幼的幼嫩的。
And he took care of those who are tender, who are younger.
不只是孩子，连牲畜他都去关怀。
Not only his family, but also his flocks.
这是一位。寻求追求和睦的人
This is one who pursues peace
当他这样追求的时候神也把雅各分别为圣
And as he was pursuing God separated Jacob
他成为一个洁净的人
He became a holy person
他在神的圣洁上有份量
He took portion of the holiness of God.
把那些拦阻跟神和好的怎么样挪去
？And took away those who hinders him to be reconciled to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩了。
Brother and sister, we are saved.
我们可以有很多的地方成长。
We can grow in many places.
但是在跟人和好的事情上
，But on this matter of reconcile with man,
我们会不会在旷野里面绕
？Can we wander in the wilderness?
一圈又一圈。
Once and twice,
一年复一年
one year and another year,
但是在这个点上越不过去
but cannot overcome on this point.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神来恩待我们
Brothers and sisters, we need God to have grace to us.
需要神的怜悯
We need mercy of God.
帮助我们
Help us.
不仅仅知道主的话这么说，
not only we know God's word is such，
也去实行，
but also to do。
我再讲一个我自己很失败的一个例子，
another example of my failure。
圣经说要凭爱心说诚实话，
the Bible says to speak truth in love。
有一次我跟一个教会一同服侍的弟兄，
once to a brother that I served together，
因为他做了一些不好的事，
he did something bad，
从世人的眼光来看是很好的，
from the eyes of man it is good，
但是要在侍奉上，要在教会侍奉上， 会叫世人受到一些的亏损，
but on the matter of serving God it'll bring problem。
所以有一次我跟他凭爱心说诚实。
So once I spoke the truth in love with him.
话是对的。
My words was right.
但是人的灵不是。
But my spirit was not enough.
那个话语中带着教训。
The words was a teaching.
话语中带着责备。
I was trying to blame him.
话语中带着定罪，
I was condemning him，
好像要用爱来挽回我的弟兄，
as if in love I tried to bring him back，
但是因为这个人不行，
but the person in me is not enough，
我这个人像那一个外科医生一样，
I was like a surgery，
当他要动手术的时候，
before he had surgery，
那把刀没有消毒过，
But that knife has never been processed.
他可以开刀。
I could perform the surgery.
但是好可怕的后遗症。
But it would have a great side effect.
所以这位的弟兄他就受了伤。
So that brother was hurt.
经过一段的年日。
After some years.
他跟认识的人说我怎么样怎样讲他不好。
And he told others.
后来我知道了。
Later on, I found out.
我找他，跟他和好。
I went to see him to reconcile with him.
我们两个人在一个房间。
The two of us in a room.
我说，说弟兄，对不起。
Said brother, I am sorry.
这些的日子。
These years.
我叫你。心里面痛苦。
I caused pain in your heart.
但是我说我的心实在是出于爱。
But I was out of love.
但是弟兄那个弟兄说，因为你讲的太直。
The brother said because you were too straightforward.
你伤了我。
You hurt me.
我受不了。
I could not take it.
我甚至我要离开，跟你在一起聚会。
I even wanted to get away from you.
但是神的爱保守我。
But the love of God kept me.
还让我一直留在这里。
That I stayed here.
So, 我就说弟兄，请你赦免我。
So, brother, I ask you to forgive me.
那个弟兄抱着我。
And the brother hugged me.
我也抱着他。
And I hugged him.
我们两个人都在神面前哭。
And we both cried before the Lord.
是神成就我们中间的和睦。
Was God made peace between us?
使人和睦的人有福。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你我在蒙恩得救以后，或者我们在这个人生活到今天，
I don't know till this point in life，
你有没有得罪过人？
Have you had problem with others？
或者你有没有被人家伤害过？
Or have you been hurt by others？
而留下心中那一个忽隐忽现的一道墙？
And you have this wall shadow in your heart。
在表面上好像跟他都没有间隔。
On the surface, as if there's nothing.
但是心灵里面好像隐隐约约有一道东西不能够那样的和谐。
But in the heart, as if there is something that prevents the peace.
我们靠着主在十字架上那个成就的和睦。
And by the peace the Lord Jesus had made on the cross.
盼望能够拆毁有形的也好。 无形的墙。
May we tear down this visible or invisible wall.
而且能够里外都要那样的和谐。
And to have harmony inside, inward and outward.
我再讲一件我很亏欠我的父亲。
Another thing I fell short to my father.
不是我做错什么事。
I didn't do anything wrong.
因为神召我出来侍奉他。
Because God called me out to serve him.
他在我身上所有的指望都落空了。
And my father's hope in me have all went empty.
但是我还是尽我的能力，我跟我的姊妹一起负起对我父亲该尽的孝心。
But my wife and I try our best to honor my parents.
我们为我父亲的灵魂祷告。
We pray for the salvation of my father.
也有传道人跟我父亲传道。
And there are ministers talking to my father.
我们也跟他传福音。
We also share gospel with him.
我甚至于当我父亲生病的时候，请我的同学，他是个医生。
When my father had disease, I asked my friend who is a doctor.
带领我信主的。
One who brought me to the Lord.
跟他传福音。
To share gospel with him.
表面上都很客气，我信啊。
And on the surface, he was very polite. He said, "I believe."
跟他祷告啊，他说好啊。
And ask him to pray. He said, "Okay."
但是我知道他对着我有一个父亲对着儿子的爱。
But I know in him, he has an expectation of a father.
但是又有个父亲因着儿子叫他失望，那种隐藏他在他心灵深处的那一种的难过。
But he is also very painful out of the disappointment.
所以有一年
，So one year，
我就陪着他在他在生命中陪他。
When he was sick, I was accompanying him.
我知道我一定要面对这一件事。
I know I have to face that matter.
所以我就跟我父亲很敞开的谈。
So I talked to my dad openly.
我说我在外面传福音给那些年轻人，甚至那些年老。
When I'm outside, I sharing gospel with those who are young, who are old.
但我想到我的父亲，你却不愿意接受主。
But when I think of my dad who still has not received the Lord,
我说父亲，请你原谅。
I said, Father, I ask you to forgive me.
这些年来你所受的痛苦。
For these pains you have gone through these years.
你能不能交给主耶稣。
Can you give this to the Lord Jesus?
我对你的伤害我没有办法弥补。
I could not make up what I have
caused.
The Lord Jesus can give you the best, the eternal life to you.
那天我父亲把隐藏在他心中的那种的不满。
And that day my father took the complaint in his heart.
像那个河堤，那个坝怎么样掀开了。
It was like a dam, it was taken away.
我们父子两个人那样尖锐的在那样面对这一件事。
And we very honestly faced that matter.
父亲很激动。
My father, he was very emotional.
儿子很恐惧。
And the son, I was very fearful.
不知道父亲这么激动，他又有高血压，会不会出什么事？
I didn't know if he was so emotional, if something would happen to him.
只有默默地仰望这一位可以成就使人和睦的主。
But I can only look up to the Lord who can give peace.
只有求告这一位神。
To call this God.
那第二天。
And the following day.
我父亲心平气和。
My dad.Was very peaceful.
那我也心平气和。
And I was very peaceful.
我们两个人都度过了不好熬的一夜。
And we both spent a very difficult night.
第二天我再跟我爸，请你原谅我。
And I again asked him, "Can you forgive me?"
我说又请你接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Can you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
感谢神。
Thank God.
他终于愿意从心里里面接受他。
He was willing from his heart to receive the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主说世人和睦的人有福。
The Lord said, Blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
But they shall be called the sons of God.
那么在这里主很重的一个点是使人和睦的人。
The very strong point here, the peacemakers.
我是不是一个使人和睦的人？
Am I a peacemaker?
我是吗？
Am I?
若不是，来到主的面前。
If not, come to the Lord.
求主加力量给我。
May the Lord give strength.
与人和好。
That I can be a peacemaker.
如果你不是，如果你是一位使人和睦的人
，If you are a peacemaker，
神的荣耀要从他身上彰显出来。
The glory of God shall come out of you。
主耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻。
Jesus once had a parable。
我想这个故事可以用在这一段今天的信息里。
I think I can use that parable here.
他说如果你跟人家，你是欠人家钱。
If you own others.
那你要跟他和好。
You shall go make peace with him.
你要还债。
You shall pay your due.
趁着在还在路上，因为那个告你的人，他把你告到法院去。
And the saddle maker might be on your way to take you to the court.
还没有到那边到法院去的时候
Before he goes to the court,
在路上你赶快跟他和好
On his way, you try to make peace with him.
那这段事情是说当主耶稣要回来审判大地的时候
That is to say, when before Jesus come to the earth to have to take judgment,
他要来审判神的儿女
He will come to judge the children of God.
他也要来审判世人
He will come to judge the whole world.
当他还没有回来的时候
Before he comes back.
今天我们回家的路上
Today, as we are going on our way home.
若是我们有亏欠
If we have any lack.
赶快跟他和好
Hurry up and make peace.
如果你亏欠人与人和好，求赦免。
If you lack others, ask for forgiveness.
如果他肯赦免你，最好。
If he is willing to forgive, that is good.
如果他不肯赦免你
，But if not,
求主给我们恩典。
May God give us grace.
忍受。
To endure.
他对我们的苦待。
To endure the trouble.
如果你被人家亏负，别人得罪你
，If others fall short on you，
盼望我们能够饶恕他们。
May we forgive others。
如果他愿意跟你和好
，If he's willing to reconcile with you，
就像我的弟兄一样，抱着我，我们和好。
Just like the brother I mentioned earlier, to hug me and reconcile with me，
能够赦免。能够饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
Can forgive those who have hurt you.
如果神的儿女们能够这样和好和睦同居。
If the children of God can dwell together in harmony.
是何等的美。
How good.
何等的善。
And how wonderful.
神要用他贵重的油浇在我们的身上。
God will pour His precious oil on us.
要把我们分别为圣。
He will separate us.
叫我们可以来面见神。
That we can come to face God.
也可以叫我们成为一个得着祝福的人。
And we can be those who have blessing.
也可以成为流露神祝福的人。
And also to let the blessing flow out of us.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话何等的宝贵。
How precious is your word?
你说使人和睦的人有福的。
As you say, blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
They shall be called the sons of God.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
成为神的儿女。
That we can be children of God.
因着恩典。
By grace.
因着相信。
Through faith.
我们蒙了大恩。
We had this grace.
主啊，我们也在你恩典中成长。
And we can grow in your grace.
能够长大。
To grow fully.
能够真的成为神的儿子。
To truly be sons of God.
能够成就和睦的人。
To reconcile, to make peace.
主，你恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
借着真理的圣灵。
Through the Spirit of Truth.
带领我们进入。话语的真实中
lead us into the truth of your words,
好叫我们能够在这个时代
that in this evil age,
成为一个被分别为圣的人
we can be a separated holy person,
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
pray in Jesus Christ's name, Amen.